Okay, you're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR. And we are now joined by David Martin, who is an ETU delegate at Enesis at the Thomastown plant in Melbourne's northern suburbs. So the workers are now in their ninth week of a strike. And so David joins us to talk about the industrial action. Welcome to the show, David.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. So before we get stuck into this interview, would you be able to just give us a bit of a background to the dispute, including how you actually ended up on strike?
Okay, so we're in the process of doing our EBA, or Enterprise Bargaining Agreement. The company never really negotiated most of the time. They were pretty one-sided. We voted down their agreement twice. And then we put in four work bans so that we weren't going to do paperwork and other little things like that to try and get them back to the table. The day before the bans were supposed to come into place, they hit us with a notice, actually called us at 6 o'clock at night at home, you know, when you're around the table with your family, saying that if we do any strike action, like not, don't do paperwork, that they won't pay us a cent at all. So the next morning, we gathered up before work and we voted to walk off the job that day. And we've been out the front ever since, waiting for their response, which they're just giving us nothing at the moment. It's radio silence from them.
Hello, David. This is Jacob here, the other co-presenter. The next question I wanted to sort of ask is, could you tell us a bit about the reaction of the workers to the comments by the HR manager who said that let's see who starves first after workers had slogged it out during COVID while the bosses worked from home and with inflation running at around 7%.
Yeah, it pretty much just shows what they think of you. Well, to be honest, I thought that, you know, the guys weren't up for a fight, and comments like that just made my job all that much easier to galvanise the guys and get them ready for a fight, because yeah, no one wants to be talked to like that. It just shows a bit of elitism.
Yeah, what a horrible comment, but yeah, very does expose how the bosses feel. David, why do you think the company is being so belligerent to the workers when their profits are increasing?
I could only speculate that, as far as I know, we're the only. Enesis has places all around the world, and there's about 5 sites in Australia. We're the only unionised work group. So I think they're scared of the domino effect, that if, you know, if we win this fight, that could inspire others to stand up. So I think it's a bit ideological.
And what do you think about the kind of anti-union laws that has stopped you from blocking the factory gate?
Yeah, well, it kind of takes all your... It's like fighting with one arm behind your back, isn't it? There's not a lot we can do apart from be out the front and be noisy and wave the flags and shake the signs. So they know we're here. We blast them with music from 7 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, it's pretty tough. That, yeah, if we block the gates, apparently there's $1 million fines on offer. So we can't, no one can afford that, you know.
Yeah, it's it is pretty scary. There's anti-union laws, and we're glad that you know, you're not intimidated and that you are, holding this staunch action. But, David, how can people show their support for the workers?
Yep, well, there's a couple of ways. They could stop by and say g'day at 309 Settlement Road, Thomastown. Alternatively, they could, if want to direct people to the ETU Victoria web Facebook page, and there's some stuff about us there, and we've actually got a fighting fund set up. If people want to donate to help support the guys. And also there's an email campaign we're launching to email Jay Rackavert, who's the big boss in Australia. Just if we could ask everyone to email him nicely, of course, and just say, negotiate, don't dictate, which is a bit of our slogan for this strike.
Yeah, thanks, David. And if people do want to donate and help donate to the strike fund, the account name is ETU Dispute Account, BSB 063626, and the account number is 1062 9111, and we'll add those details when we podcast this show. Was there anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up, David?
No, just for everyone to everyone could be in this position one time in their life. So watch this space, and hopefully we win this, and it might inspire others to stand up when it's needed.
Yeah, hear. Thank you so much, and solidarity to you and all the workers during this time. Well, thanks, David. Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
And you were just listening to David Martin, who's an ETU delegate at Enesis, that they're currently striking. So, yeah, we encourage people to get down to the picket line. They're striking from Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you can visit them on 309 Settlement Road, corner of Dalton Road in Thomastown. We'll be back after a short break.